I get somebody to resonate at the same frequency as me so that they see me as the authority on that subject or on that topic? Mm-hmm. And in so doing, you know, you're building a relationship of trust with them, and ultimately that leads to coming to you. But I think a lot of businesses, and maybe you can speak to this from your experience, they struggle to see the map of, well, we took these actions and that will hopefully lead to them buying from me, versus what they're doing right now, which is they're paying boatloads of money on Facebook and Google to advertise a piece of inventory at a price or at a, you know, special finance or financing, and hoping that that will generate a lead that they can then follow up on. So, it, you know, if you're working with a client, where do you kind of start them with to help them wrap their head around the right approach to their messaging?
Yeah. So I think there's a couple of things there. They need to really get a deep understanding of who their customer is. And that's the number one thing that I do with customers is not operate from assumptions. So a lot of times, you know, people do these workshops to understand their ideal client, and they get all the, you know, the relative, you know, relevant people in a room, and they decide on who their ideal client is, and then they make a nice little PowerPoint presentation, and then they forget about it. So what I do is take it another step and actually go and do interviews with real customers, because then you get them talking about their whole buying journey. So how did they realize that they had a problem, that they needed a new car? What triggered that decision? What triggered them to look for something? And you know that people do 80% of their research online before they ever actually want to speak to a salesperson. They usually don't want to speak to the salesperson. If they could order a car online, they probably would. But at this point, I don't think you can. Unless is it Teslas? Can you order a Tesla? Anyway.
Yep.
People don't want to speak to salespeople. And I think there's always that mistrust with auto salespeople too, that, you know, it's sleazy. Am I going to get a good deal? That kind of,
it's that negative stigma that looms over
around you know, auto salespeople. So I would go and do interviews with their clients and record those interviews, so that we actually get the client saying in their own words how they uncovered their problem, what they did to consider their options. You know, what were their options? Would they trade their car in? Are they going to get a new car? Are they going to buy it privately? You know, what were the options involved? And then when they were coming to a decision, what was the next step? Did they need to get financed? Did they want a particular color? Did they need some features? That's when you're kind of doing your feature function stuff. But prior to that is where you need, so you've got your ads for your feature function bit at the decision stage, but you haven't got any of the other pieces before that. So I think that's where you need to start looking at what other elements do we need to put in place that will educate people and help people in my funnel. You know, from the top of the funnel, from the awareness piece to the consideration piece to the decision piece, that full funnel really needs to be mapped out. And after the decision also, how can you make people who've made a decision and bought from you evangelists, so they recommend for all their friends that they come and see Bob at Bob's Car Motors or whatever. You know, so there's that full flywheel of marketing it. So it's not just about features and functions. It's about that whole process needs to be mapped out.
And do you think people shy away from that because it takes so much time?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you think generally businesses shy away from this because it takes so much time, or does it have to take a lot of time?
Oh, I don't think it has to take a lot of time. But I just think there's so much noise in the marketplace around marketing. And what's marketing and what's good marketing and all the shiny and new tactics and all different social channels and should we be doing video and should we be doing this, blah, 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 that they forget the foundational pieces of really truly understanding your customers. And so I think that's, you know, once you put those foundations in place, then when you start thinking about the tactics that you're going to use, it makes more sense because you've really mapped out a really deep vision of who this person is. So you can say, okay, well, you know, does she really like that? Does she want to go to an event? Is she on Facebook? Does she read, you know, the local newspaper? What things would resonate with her? You know, she's a mum. She's got kids. She's going to need an SUV. She doesn't want a sports car. Maybe she does want a sports car. you know, they're divorced, they want a sports car. I don't know. So that's the type of profile which really helps people to not only have a good understanding of the messaging, but also the channels where their ideal client hangs out. So you got to go hang out there. And that brings us back to social, you know. So where are your ideal clients hanging out? Are they on social? Like some of my clients, I work in tech companies. Some of my clients don't really use social much. Or if they do use social, then they're on LinkedIn. And right. If they are on Facebook, they don't want to talk about work on Facebook. So you need to pick the channel for your different type of communication method.
Interesting.
I think you should be on Google, like Google search, particularly for the decision stage, because what I find with Google, you have to think about the intent of what people are you doing on each social channel. So on Google, people are actually searching and typing in either solution-based keywords, so like buy a car, or pain-based keywords like cheap car repairs, you know, or something like that. How do I fix my car? So those types of things you need to be on Google, either from a paid perspective or trying to rank some blog articles. So if you're thinking about top of the funnel, if someone's got lots of miles on their car, you know, write an article about how to maintain my car, or how to get the best miles out of my car, that kind of thing.
Hey, congratulations. You made it to the end of this little nugget of an episode of the Dealer Playbook podcast. Now, if you want to listen to the full episode, head on over to thedealerplaybook.com. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the show using your favorite podcast player. That way you can get notified every time a new episode goes live. You can also stay up to date with everything DPB by connecting with me over on the Facebook page. All you have to do is search for the Dealer Playbook and then click like or follow. And then, of course, I'd love if you connect with me over on LinkedIn by searching for my name, Michael Cirillo. Now, stay tuned, because in another couple of days, I'm going to hit you with another full episode of the Dealer Playbook podcast.